four. Yeah, the real cool Cadillac 1974. Yeah, they looked me once, looked me twice, looked me thrice, and I'm daddy nice. I'm all up this town, rock it inside out. say you're way better than that. Thank you. such a thrill for me to be back here in old Casino-rama. You know, when I was a small boy growing up in Manchester, I dreamed that one day I'd get to play at Casino-rama. Near Aurelia. And tonight that dream is coming true. Loads of you were in that dream. You didn't have your dad with you in the dream, sweetheart, no. See, what happened was, I used to talk about it. I was about 15 or 16. I was in Herman's Hermits, and I'd see the Beatles, and I'd say, guess where we're going to play when we're old men? And they said, where? I said, Casino-rama. Yeah. I can remember John Lennon's face. I said, John, Casino-rama. It was a completely different thing with Mick Jagger. I said, hey, Mick, we're going to Casino-rama in 2013. Because I've never bloody heard of it. I said, shut your face, sausage lips, and get back with the band. And then I said, I was backstage talking to David, we were watching Mickey, and he said, you know what's missing? Shh. David said to me, you know what you should do out there tonight? He said, you know, you usually got CDs and no. This audience would prefer 8-tracks. I said, oh, bloody hell, I didn't think of that. I said, I should have brought cassettes as well for up here in this. He says, and what they'd really like, country and western tunes.
No such a place in Canada.
You've all been to the airport. Bloody hell.
Take 400 north. Stay on that for a long time.
When we got to Sudbury, we realized there's something terribly wrong here.
We should have had our drummer with us. We didn't have any girls in the car, so we didn't ask for any directions. And he... And when I got here, everyone got up backstage pass. Oh, David Cassidy, yes, you're room 422. Who are you? Are you one of the monkey? No. Wait a second, give him a key. He's Nick Nolte. See, people, they always think I'm somebody that I'm not. Never a Filipino, sorry. So, the reason that people mistake me for other people is because, you know, like all of us on this show tonight, we all come from heritage kind of musical families like Johnny Cash and the Carter family and my family. You know, my mother, famous singer, and my dad, my mother is Elton John. Oh, Peter, stop it! And my father is... Of course, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones. There's a whole inch of arse sticking out all the way around there. So you think, oh, I know what I'll do, I'll pull them up, because I've got to go down and see Davey and Mickey. Davey and Mickey. Hey, David, how you doing, man? You start to have second thoughts about it. You go, I hope they're not having a Four Seasons sing song tonight. Thank you. Thank you. No, I'll do it myself, thank you. Somebody's trying to pull my pants down for me there. Thanks a lot. Oh, yeah, we went to see that old Herman bloke last night. Took his pants up on stage. He didn't. I didn't. Should do some songs, really, shouldn't I? Whole set list. You see, if you can read the set list without wearing glasses, you're not an original member. Because Wayne here wears glasses because he refused to listen to those priests at boarding school. I'm already coming back in March, they can't fire me now. Okay, let's do Silhouettes, lads. That'd be a good one for this lovely audience.
Children can walk. to silhouettes on the shade. Oh, the lovely couple they made. Put his arms around your waist, held too tight, just as I could almost taste. Anymore. Why do Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Go to Shoppers, her on something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes her love feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you pick her out. Makes her love feel so proud. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
set on the rock and roll till this evening, okay? So, I want to say, for those of you who don't really know, I grew up as a teenager in the 60s before I ever started making records, and I was a big fan of Peters, and was an enormous fan of Biggie and the Monkees. what it is for me to sing this song.
Songs I ever sang and recorded, and it was a million seller all over the world, including in North America. Hope you remember it. It was written by one of the greatest songwriters of all time, in my opinion, a man who wrote the lyrics to Up on the Roof by the Drifters, and also for Aretha Franklin, Natural Woman.
Yeah, way to go, Aretha. Mickey, who I think is one of the great singers who's not recognized for how fantastic he is and how much I love the Monkees. so much. And Peter, for all of the hits and everything he's done, is just amazing. And loved his vocals and his records. But for me, I get to do something different every night because I need to, and I need to share it with each individual audience. And I need to be able to connect with each one of you. And this one is for all of you for making me and my life so sensational.
Very pretty. This is what I have to deal with from the front row every night, okay? Whatever the hell this means, I just got the first line and went, wah, wah, wah. Is it because I like to play guitar? Is it because I like to play blues, rock, and all that stuff? I don't know what that meant, but please keep it to yourself. This was a follow-up which sold in the United States, not anywhere else in the rest of the world, which was also insane. This song was something I nearly, literally, and I'm not lying, quit the Partridge Family over. Because in 1971, the 1950s were kind of on the hip, okay? They just weren't really like hip, and talking in the middle of a song really wasn't cool when you're 19, 20 years old, you know? It's like Elvis, you know? At the time, I loved Elvis, don't get me wrong, but it was like, and now I'm standing there. Before the curtain comes down, I'm gonna have to shoot myself in the eye, or whatever it was. And I was just like, you know what? My friends and I are into like BB King, Clapton, Cream, you know, Hendrix. And I wasn't into the Elvis thing. I appreciate how talented and amazing he was, don't get me wrong. I just didn't want to, on my second single, speak. Especially with the remarkably, insanely, awful words they asked me to say. Now, you guys won't know, and I'm not trying to make jokes because I don't have the patter and the jokes and all that stuff, but I promise you, I nearly left the Partridge Family because of it, and I didn't play this song until like a year ago, but now I just love it. I mean, I really love it. It's not like I'm like, okay, I gotta say it. No, no. It sold 2 million between here, Canada, and the U.S., I think it's only 1.8 million, and about 200,000 here in Canada. Thank you so much for that. You will probably not remember it because it's so unmemorable. But I will repeat verbatim what I remember the talking part is. You have to remember, thanks to you, these words were, I'm not gonna even say it. They're just incredibly prophetic. That's all I can say. Yeah, extraordinary. Shakespeare could have written this.
You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I rise each day and I end each night. Shakespeare, trust me. This is really deep. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. So, I gotta know, where is love? And who is love?
Somebody wants to be wanted like me.
strong guitar there, baby. I know many of you probably are a little, I wouldn't say a little, maybe a lot, disappointed because I play so much guitar. But I love to play, and it's the first time I've played as much tonight as I have in over a year because I fractured my finger, and I just felt so good tonight, I thought, I'm just going to play a bunch, okay? Thanks. Thanks for that. But I have to acknowledge this fantastic band of mine. Band I've ever played with. I mean, to each and every one of them, they're sensational. We've been around the world together, and I gotta tell you, that's why I do it, because I love, love, love to play. And to play with a band this magnificent is just such a thrill. And I play with some of the greatest players of all time. And I've had the privilege of learning some great songs and working with the greatest songwriters as both Peter and Mickey have. And I learned so much at 19 years old, and this was one of the first two or three songs I ever recorded. And I think it's fair to say they'll probably sing it a lot and love it and appreciate it. Thank you.
didn't know how to deal with, so I just decided to myself, hide it to myself, and I never talk about it. But didn't I go and shout it when you walked into my room? I think I love you.
know, I'm no different from anybody else. I rise each day, and I end each night. Shakespeare, trust me. This is really deep. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. So, I gotta know, where is love? And who is love?
Thank you.
song guitar there, baby.